أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. In the previous ayats we read how Qiyamah will be heralded in some aspects of what events will take place when Qiyamah will come. And then there will be people, Ashabul Maymana, the people of the right hand side, the people of the side of Barkat. They will be on the right side of the throne of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These will be those fortunate people that when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had taken out the arwah, the souls of each and every person from the back of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, they were taken out from the right side. And when Allah Ta'ala showered His nur of hidayat in this world, these are those people who grabbed that nur of hidayat, worked for it in this world, and lived their lives accordingly. So because they are the people of Maymana, Yameen, which is the side of Barkat, their record of deeds will be given to them also in their right hand. And the Malaika will take them to the right side, that is towards Jannah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj, he saw Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and he saw that he looked at these people of the right side and he was smiling and happy, just like any father, the children who are obedient and good, when he see them, then they are so happy and they are pleased with them. He also saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sad, sad on this account that his ummah that is entering Jannah will be much less than the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be entering into Jannah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that will you people be pleased that you are a quarter of Jannah? They said yes. Then he asked if you are two-thirds, they said yes, even more. Half, he said even yes. And according to another narration, this ummah, two-thirds of this ummah will be of Jannah. And by what is meant of this ummah are all those to come after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other hand, the people of Mash'ama, the people of the left hand side, they will be those whose ruhs will be taken out from the left side of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Allah showered His nur of hidayat, they did not make any effort to get it. When they came in this world, they did not make any effort of hidayat. They did not want to come on the right path except Islam and follow the deen of Islam. So these are the people. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam looked at his children, his offspring of the left side, he felt sad. And then in this people of the right side, there is one other special group, was sabiqun as-sabiqun. Those people who have excelled, who have passed with great, high marks and have got distinctions. So further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, ثُلَّةُ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ امبوہِ پہلوں میں سے اور تھوڑے پیچھلوں میں سے. That of this group, of the people of the right side, there are plenty from the people of the first, and there are less of the people of the last. There are various tafsirs of this. The most appropriate tafsir according to Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali is that this refers to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam of before. That those people who were with the Nabi, they were in large numbers who followed him, and they all will enter Jannah with him. And after, as the Nabi had left the world and his teachings became distorted and the people started following less on deen, then they became less. So the people of the latter times of the previous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam will be less. There are other tafsirs of this as well. And according for this ummah, as we will read the ayat that will come in front, Allah honored this ummah that there will be a great number of the people of the first era. That is until the time of the Tabi'in. And Allah bless this ummah that even of latter times there will be large portions of this ummah that will enter Jannah. This was one of the special favors that Allah had blessed this ummah with and blessed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Also on that, the people of the latter times of this ummah, they will be responsible for only 10% of deen. The people of the first time will be responsible for all the whole of deen. If they left out 10%, they will be taken to task. And the people of these times, of course, they will be responsible for 10%. But this 10% is not in amal. Like our first namaz for the day, when it comes to 20 rakats, it doesn't mean they will be responsible for only 2 rakats. They will still be responsible for 20 rakats. But qualities, the level of iman, the latter part of the ummah won't have that type of iman, that quality of iman which the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had, or the people of earlier times. The quality of sabr, the quality of taqwa, all these qualities, it will be less. So these people anyway, who are of the right side, they will be ala sururim mawdunatin. Baithe hain jura hua takhton par. They will be sitting, or they will be reclining on beds that will be twined or studded with gold. And this is just to give us an indication of what great enjoyment the people of Jannat will have. Muttaqeena alayha mutaqabileen. Tikya lagaye un par ek dusre ke samne. And they will be sitting on cushions, reclining on these big cushions, and they will be facing one another. That means that they will be happy with one another all the time. Before entering Jannat, whatever little malice, dirt a person had for another person, that will be removed also. And they will be facing and looking at one another happily. Not when you see somebody, you think he did this, he did that. Nothing like that. Very clearly and happily, and they will be facing one another. يَطُوفُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. پھرتے ہیں ان کے پاس لڑکے سارے صدا رہنے والے. And then they will have little boys that will be serving them. And those boys will remain forever as young, beautiful, handsome boys. And they will be there for the service. Anything they require at any time, they will be there to serve them. And happily they will serve them. And they will remain young boys all the time. And amongst the things that they will be serving them with will be bi-akwabiyun wa abariq, aabkhure or kuze, glasses and jugs. They will have glasses and jugs to serve them, just like we have sometimes an occasion and certain young boys are appointed just to give water or sarbat or something like that. They will be appointed, these particular ones, to give ka'si wa ka'si min ma'in, or piyala nutri sharab ka, or piyala nitri sharab ka, and glasses of pure wine, the pure wine of Jannah, which does not cause an overhang of the next day, no headaches, and it isn't that you speak out of turn, etc., and you speak wrong things, but it will be just enjoyable all the time. لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون جسے نہ سر دکھے اور نہ بکواس لگے. And by the effect of this will be, neither will they have any headaches after that drinks. Yeah, when people drink liquor, etc., they have an overhang, they have a headache, they have to sleep it out for so many hours, nothing of that sort. And neither will they talk how a drunk person talks, that he doesn't know what he's talking, also he's out of his mind. That won't be the case of the wine of Jannah. So this will be the great enjoyment for the people of Jannah, and that nur of hidayat which Allah had spread out and made it common. It is for us now to strive to get it as much as possible and to be of the right hand side people, and in fact try to make effort that we are from the people with distinctions on the right side. May Allah give us all tawfiq.